A housing task force this week recommended more than a dozen policies that can help Indiana address its affordable housing crisis. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the spotlight now turns to the legislature, which can further develop and enact those policies in its upcoming session.
The recommendations include tax incentives for first-time and low-income homebuyers, state funding for housing infrastructure, incentives for local governments to relax zoning and design standard regulations, and addressing substandard housing. Republican Representative Doug Miller, the task force co-chair, says the group's final report isn't perfect, but he says its work can help him make the case to other lawmakers that now is the time to act.
As a state, we're blessed with funds, right? We're blessed with jobs, we're blessed with growth.
Democratic Representative Cherish Pryor voted against the report. She says there was an imbalanced focus on building new housing.
But we also have to protect the people who are renters. We also have to protect the people who currently have housings that are getting outpriced because assessed values are going up so much.
The legislative session begins in January. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.